I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Severe storms that moved across the state caused widespread damage and power outages. Entergy says it will likely be Thursday night before all power is restored in the area. Entergy's Roderick Worthy says there was critical infrastructure damage to power lines in the metro area of the Twin Cities.
It's been concentrated right in the middle of both cities, in Monroe and West Monroe. That's when I say, oddly enough, most of them are here, right here in town in Monroe and West Monroe. So that little storm came right across the river and just laid waste to everything in its way.
About 20,000 customers in the Monroe-West Monroe area remain without power. Some locations may not have power restored until late in the week. Worthy says because of the extensive damage, isolated areas will be more difficult to repair.
Obviously, there'll be cases where, you know, it will be, you know, single case, methodical, you know, pretty intense restoration that has to go on.
Many trees came down as a result of Monday's storm, including large trees on tops of houses throughout Monroe. And most of the damage in the area is concentrated to the Garden District, where trees and limbs damaged or destroyed homes and blocked most streets. Most other locations around the state received tree and power line damage. There were no reports of any injuries. Governor Jindal has declared a state of emergency as the severe weather moved across the state Monday ahead of a cold front downing trees and power lines. He issued the proclamation Monday afternoon, extends through November 11th unless terminated sooner. The National Weather Service in Shreveport says that Monday storms brought high winds and rain over much of northeast Louisiana. Ouachita Parish is also dealing with some gas line ruptures. The University of Louisiana at Monroe, which closed at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, will resume classes this morning at 11. All Ouachita Parish schools are closed for the day. The state legislative auditor says problems with the claims filing system used by a private firm that handles Louisiana's behavior health programs has led to cuts in personnel and services at two of the districts that provide mental health services in South Louisiana. The auditor says that the Florida Parishes Human Services Authority and the Acadiana Area Human Services District have fallen far short of meeting revenue targets because of problems with the Magellan system. Among the problems, the system could not handle billing of third parties. Magellan took over in March of 2012 as Governor Jindal's administration privatized management of Louisiana's behavioral health services. The state health department has stated that Magellan is working on fixing the problems and training district personnel. State Treasurer John Kennedy says updates with the state's credit rating agencies were delayed because of questions about whether Louisiana ended its last budget year with a surplus or a deficit. Governor Jindal's top budget advisor, Christy Nichols, says the state closed its books with a $179 million surplus after identifying cash that hadn't been calculated over several years. Kennedy says the method strays from Louisiana's traditional accounting practices, which would show the state with a $141 million deficit. The treasurer says that Monday's conference calls with the state's bond rating agencies were canceled until he's sure the state doesn't have a manufactured surplus. Nichols spokeswoman Megan Parrish says the administration agreed to postpone the calls until lawmakers discuss the issue. The KEDM weather forecast, sunny today with a high in the low 70s. This is KEDM News.